Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here with...
Fee.
Yes, exactly. And we are in a series of episodes exploring something that happened to us during last week. In a seminar with Ed, we asked a specific question. So rather, you asked a specific question. I wasn't even there. And it brought up the clarity that we have, that what kind of questions you ask really impacts what people see. And for 25 years, I've been asking people certain questions, and I have about 10 of them, to help them formulate some targets or goals or accomplishments when they look into the future. But not looking from the present moment into the future, rather than leaping in, standing at the end of some time period in the future and looking back to this moment. And when you asked past week, what four facts would be true at the end of this week for you to experience that you had an ideal week? People shared so many openings and so many insights and so much freedom by that specific question. So we want to build on this today and ask the question, if you're on vacation right now, which many listeners to this podcast are, or if you're at work, you can ask yourself the same question at work. At the end of your vacation, what facts would be true for you to say, oh, I had an ideal vacation? It doesn't need to be four, but it's probably more than one, and it's not 22, because it becomes too many. Like so. Three, four, five things that if those had happened, you would say, oh, this was an ideal summer or an ideal vacation, or this was really great for me.
Yeah.
What does ideal mean? I can start how I see the word ideal. It's not the perfect or the most awesome or the greatest or the best ever possible. An ideal week or an ideal vacation, to me, it means like this. Given the present circumstances in your life, what would be ideal if you don't pretend it's better than it is? I remember a summer vacation I had with my parents on a boat when I was kind of 15. And it rained, and it was so windy. As I recall it, we were stuck in the same harbor on a small boat for almost 3 weeks. Wow. It could have been that it was only 2 weeks and a few days, but I was a teenager, so that was not ideal in terms of weather or wind or that small boat we lived on. But a couple of days I remember were kind of ideal days. Because we went to this bakery when they had this pinball machine. We suddenly found it. It was in a not so big city. And I still remember liking, oh, that was a great day. In the midst of the not so fun circumstances, there were a couple of ideal days there, right? Would I say a few hours at the pinball machine and a cafe in that city was an ideal occasion experience? Not if every choice was possible, but ideal where you are right now. Within reason and a bit of creativity, what would you like to experience to say you had an ideal week? How do you see the word ideal for yourself?
Well, I don't know that I have a dictionary definition. Well, I'm sure I could if I asked ChatGPT or Google on that one. But the way that I look at it, if we were to take ourselves as guinea pigs in this one, is that we sat down last Sunday and we said, well, what would an ideal week be for us?
Yep.
Now, we do this reflection every Sunday. We didn't ask this question before, if I'm being honest. But we actually had one of the best reflections that we've had on our marriage and on our life, I would say, for probably about a year, simply by asking that question. Because what happened was we got really clear about what we would like to have happen in our lives. And there were four things that we chose. Again, it doesn't need to be four, but for us, it was four. And they have been very powerful to move some things forward in our lives because we've actually, they've become like a framework or a hanger that we could go, yes, if we had those four things, our life would be in a completely different place at the end of the week. So to answer your question about ideal, for us, it was creating an ideal week in the midst of a very busy work week and also trying to create an ideal relationship in the middle of a busy work week and also get stuff done that's kind of pending for us. So we chose four facts and it's like at the end of the week, we're kind of going, woohoo, we've had a, you know, for the majority of those, we've had a great week.
Yeah. So, invitation to you as a listener, stop for a minute or two, or 5 or 10, and just reflect on what would an ideal week look like for you, or what would an ideal vacation look like for you? And if you didn't do a list of 20 things you wanted to do or things that needs to get done, but rather ask at the end of this time frame, what would have happened if I picked 3, 4, 5 things? Mm-hmm. We call them facts to be true. And we'll speak about that in the next episode, what that actually means. So thanks for listening. Enjoy all of the people listening to this podcast, and we'll see you in the next episode.
See you then.